love the Word of God. I want to experience more of the blessings that are hidden in it. Amen. There's defining days in our lives. Defining days. And I want to start at one from way back, 45 years ago. And I got to bring this up for a reason. A defining day in my life 45 years ago this March. Amen. I come out to church. I was 27 years old. Hadn't been in a church since I was 6 or 7 years old. And I'm being bugged by this, banging on my speaker here. So I'm going to put that over there. And so it was a defining day. I came out to this little church, amen, 45 years ago. And I say it was a defining day in my life because it was a life-changing day. I had no clue. I just came out and sat down and was listening to what the preacher had to say. He was preaching the gospel, and we all probably have heard that, you know, one of the things he said was that there's a tug of war going on over every life. And Satan is pulling one way and Jesus the other. But you have to say who's going to win the tug of war. And when I got that revelation, when I got that awakening in me, I said quietly, Lord, I want you to win the tug of war. I want you to win. And something happened to me that morning. And I didn't see pink elephants. And I never seen anything. But I noticed a change in my life. And one of the changes that I noticed is that I became interested in something different than what was taking my interest at the time. I became interested in the things of God. And I was interested in looking in the Bible and trying to figure out what's going on. I had a a change in my thinking. Amen. And the preaching of the gospel that morning brought a climate change into my life. You know what I mean? A climate change? Things were changed. Things were different. And I was happy to come out to church the following week and the week after that and the week after that. And I was happy to warm my pew up, come out and get my pew nice and warm. Hallelujah. And listen for the word of God, because God speaks to you in church, you know. And so I was all brand new and excited about the things of God, listening for his voice. I was learning how to praise and worship. And, you know, God's presence feels his praise and worship. I was experiencing the presence of God, even though I didn't really recognize him too much in those days. And it got ruined. I wanted that. That's what I wanted. But the leaders of the church would go back and try to drag me up to the front and make something out of me. And I am not a public speaker. Don't be dragging me to the front of the church. That embarrasses me. I'm shy. And but they kept doing it, and they didn't know who I was or where I came from. And to describe myself in those days, I'd have to describe myself as a bottom feeder. That's who I was when I came to church, when Jesus got a hold of me. I would describe myself as one of the trailer park boys. That's who I was in those days. And what can you expect from someone like that, a bottom feeder? Don't quit dragging me to the front. And that's what I was going on the inside. But they kept dragging me up front. Amen. And so, to stand in front of people or to speak, that wasn't me. That's just not me. And, but one other thing I really didn't understand was that they were dragging me up and setting me in the front lines. There was a spiritual warfare going on. And that I was blind as a bat to, I had no idea. And so now they're dragging me up. Someone with no abilities and can't do the job. Why are you doing this to me? And making me stand in front of people and speak. And to top it all off, they were putting me in the front lines of a spiritual warfare. Amen. Talk about being unprepared. Hallelujah. And you know what happened, right? War broke out in heaven. And we can read about that. Maybe we'll just touch on that from Revelation 12. Now that's not what we want. That's got copied in wrong. Hallelujah. And it's 12, 7, 8, and 9 is what I want. Let me read it to you here. Please remove that from the screen. Thank you. And war broke out in heaven. Michael and his angels fought with the dragon and his angels fought, but they did not prevail, nor was a place found for them in heaven any longer. So the great dragon was cast out, that serpent of old called the devil and Satan, who deceived the whole world. He was cast to the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. And so the war that broke out in heaven now was all fixed. Amen. And but everything was cast down to the earth. And so the war was raging down here. What are you doing to me? Hallelujah. And they kept trying to set me in front of everybody and trying to make something out of me. Amen. And but that was a lost cause. You know, only God can make something out of you, right? But I'm not sorry that I asked Jesus to win the tug of war in my life. And you know, if you're in trouble this morning, ask Jesus to win that tug of war. Hallelujah. There might be many tugs of war in your life. Just keep asking Jesus to win them. Hallelujah. You'll find yourself transformed. You'll find yourself changed. Hallelujah. Now I want to read a verse to us from Acts 17:26. You got that one? Good man. And he's made from one blood every nation of man to dwell on the face of the earth, and has determined their preappointed times and boundaries of their dwelling. And so here, if you're worried or wondered about our time zone, the Lord says that it's been determined. It's preappointed our times, our boundaries of our boundaries of our dwelling place, taken care of already. Hallelujah. You know, God is bigger than we think. And, you know, he's the God who's got a plan. He's the God who's got a plan years and years and years before we even come along. Hallelujah. And this verse, I love what it says. Amen. He has determined their preappointed times and boundaries. So I'm going to take that I'm in the right place at the right time. I'm at God's time, and I'm in the right place. Hallelujah. And so it's the Lord who's determined it. And did you know the scripture points out accurately what time you're in? I'm going to read the verse to you so you'll know. And you can't deny the word of God, not that you would want to. And so here's the time zone that you're in. You can find it in Acts chapter 2 and verse 17. And it shall come to pass in the last days, says God, that I'll pour out my spirit on all flesh. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your young men shall see visions. Old men shall dream dreams. And on my men servants and on my maid servants, I will pour out my spirit in those days. And they shall prophesy. Hallelujah. They shall prophesy. And so it shall come to pass when? Thank you. It'll come to pass in the last days. When did this event take place? 2,000 years ago. Amen. And so, I just want to say that this outpouring talked about in Acts 2 and 4 and marked the beginning or set in motion the last days. And so, you know, isn't it true? We're all waiting for the great tribulation. We're all looking for this great tribulation to come along, if it's not here already. And that's going to mark the beginning of the end times. But God fooled all of us. And he ushered in the end times, and he ushered it in with an outpouring of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Why would God do that? Well, the Bible says it, so it's true. Amen. And but why would God do that? He ushered in the end times, and it started with an outpouring, Acts chapter 2 and 4. I want to say a lot more about that, but it's going to take a whole week. I mean, it's going to take a whole service to get that all out. So I'll have to do it next week, maybe, if the Lord willing. So we see that the outpouring in verse 4 here, the day of Pentecost, was marking the entranceway of the end times. It was setting the last days in motion. That's what the verse says. And it was all marked out beforehand. And so we don't have to guess anymore. Is this the last days? Yeah, it is. And because the scripture tells us. And it has a beginning. And it's been marked out for us. And by the Apostle Peter, speaking of the verses found in Joel in the Old Covenant. Hallelujah. Yeah. The Old Testament, in the Old Testament, we have the ministry of the Father dealing with natural Israel. Amen. And we have the ministry of the Son, Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. And there's an interesting verse about the Trinity and that Brother Howard brought up, and you can find it in the first chapter of Revelation. I think it's around 7 or 8 that says, it's that Jesus said, I was, I am, and I'm the one who's coming. I'm the Alpha and the Omega, the Almighty. The resurrected Jesus said that. But anyway, that's a different subject. And so I want to get back on track here. And you're leaving at the best time. If you could just hold it a minute longer. Hey. Praise God. And so the kingdom of God, you know, was ushered in. Jesus came with his ministry, and his ministry was to bring in the new covenant. Amen. And so he was like a changeover at GM. There was a changeover. There was going to be something brand new brought in. And Jesus was manifested to usher in the new covenant, and he is manifested for one other thing.